Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh my God. I have to say, at first, I was not into Women Tell All, and then I was here for the most aggressive auditions for Paradise I have ever seen. People were taking big swings to get to Mexico.
Do you know Jade Cataprata?
No.
Her boyfriend was on Temptation Island.
Yes. Oh, what? Oh, I want, we'll sidebar after. That's the show that I like.
Tell me more about your feelings. Oh my God! Welcome to a very exciting episode of Will You Express This?
Yes.
Will You Express This, Rose?
It felt like expressing a gland.
Last night. The one time my mom smoked pot, she was like, "We just got high and we released the dog's anal gland."
That's what you do. Some people want to eat chips. Other people want to free the dog butt.
Come here, Rufus. Yeah. Hello.
I'm high.
My name is Arden Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. What a day do we have planned for the Maury Povich fighting edition of Women Tell All. Jesse Palmer had no control. I think, to me, I'll just speak for myself, I believe if this was his audition to be host, I think he did not get the part.
Wow.
I think it goes another way. That's my, although I did enjoy his compilation.
Let the players play.
Okay.
Let the players play.
With me today is a man who came all the way from Canada.
Illegally.
He
left the convoy for one day.
He left the convoy from one day. You might know him. He's a timeless man. He's ageless, just like Dracula.
Thank you.
He is a comedian. He is an actor. He's a writer. He's a podcast host. He hosts The Dollop. He was a writer on You're the Worst. He was a writer on, look at this.
What else did I
write? You did Arrested Development.
I created it, that's right.
You're the creator of Arrested Development.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are absolutely bananas about him. He is our podcast's Dracula. Ladies and gentlemen, Gareth Reynolds.
Hey, hello everybody. Hi, Arden.
Hello, Gareth.
Hello.
How are you?
Some of those credits I haven't been doing for a while, writing and acting, but still, I used to.
You know what? The Pando, I feel like we all get a free pass of of a liberal use of titles of what we've done in our life.
Right,
I feel like the last 2 years...
It's like a tombstone.
Exactly.
Thank
I feel
you.
Like the last 2 years allow us to be slightly more liberal with our... We can claim ownership of something maybe that
And I'm
a
children's
a
birthday party entertainer, too.
Did you actually do that?
Only for 6 years.
Okay. Stop bragging.
It was a good time.
I am single, Gareth.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Also across from me is a woman. Can I just say, I'm so sad that she's not going to be here next week. So we're going to have to get all of her thoughts today. She has been such a wonderful rookie. I asked her to do it. She did it. She is all in. She's been off just becoming a superstar. She is the host of That's Messed Up, which does really well. Like, your podcast is killing it.
Yeah, I meet our girls all over town.
Tell me everybody.
I have to start dressing better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like getting coffee from SoulCycle and someone's like, "It's you." And I was like, "I dress better, I promise."
Oh, like, yeah. No, I dressed up today and I did my best. I've lost my makeup bag. So this is sort of like the B team of makeup, but I did my best. I don't know if it's blended, but I'm here for you because I didn't want to bump into you at SoulCycle and not be dressed my best. She also, she was in The King of Staten Island. She has some fancy thing coming up. She has an album. She's a brilliant stand-up comedian. And you can see clips of her things on Instagram, but you should see her live because she's touring. Her album is called Glitter Cheese. You should all purchase it. Ladies and gentlemen, our amazing rookie of the year, Lisa Traeger.
Thanks. Wow. These intros are tough, you know?
Do they bum you out?
No, they make me uncomfortable, yeah.
Because it's like too much.
Because my dad never said nice things to
me.
Oh,
my dad's nickname for him, and it's going to bum you guys out so we can cut this out. Also with us today, we just cut it out. We just said my nickname, and it's actually horrifying, so I understand the discomfort with accepting good things.
Yeah.
With us today is a woman who is forcing me to accept good things. Okay, so some of you, if you don't like hearing about my real life, you're going to have to fast forward for 90 seconds. I'm sorry. There's one person out there who hates hearing about my real life. To everybody else, I had an intervention happen January, New Year's Eve. I met this person last Labor Day. It's as if, I mean, I can't believe, where have you been all my life? As you know, I'll stop talking about it, but I was never an athlete. I was picked, I was barred from Stranger Things. I was not even on a JV team. I took up, as you know, you don't want to hear about it, but I took up like tennis just to get outside and talk to people, socialize, like not be such an indoor cat. And I was insulting myself, but really trying my best. And this person who I have to say has been playing like championship level, so she's fully trained and has been playing since she was a child. She was like the cool girl that befriended me in classes. She was like, and I kept insulting myself. And they're like, you have to stop insulting yourself. You're fucking champion. Don't go against yourself. You're putting blood in the water. You're doing your best. This is the person of the, this is the person who originated. You are becoming a champion. She's an incredible graphic designer, okay? She's done album covers. She's done magazine things. She's done art. Like, this is a person that, like, is, like, a real graphic designer. I'm here to say and announce right now, in the T Public store, she has made a full champion capsule collection for the Will You Accept This Rose, including becoming a champion with a centaur on it. This woman is too cool for me. My new best friend that I met Labor Day, who I spent Thanksgiving with, Steph Player.
Yes. Oh my. I, on the other hand, could listen to you talk about me all the podcast because I am a champion. Fun insider fact, this is like my second podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to act like I'm a champion.
I
belong here.
Yeah.
You know, I like things that are funny. I also brought a present, so hoping that you guys would like me. Well,
can we have it? I like presents.
It's going pretty well, so.
Also, I want to give you guys a shout out for making new friends as adults.
That's it's hard,
and you guys did it.
Well, it happens when you play 4,892 hours of tennis a week.
Yes. The only place I make friends is this podcast, so I'm courting both of you. I'm considering you guys my new friends.
We're friends. Yeah.
And then tennis. That's it. These are where I make my friends. I need an activity. So it's like, do you want to come play with my toys? Is basically how I make friends. Yeah. Do you consider me your new friend, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I want to.
Oh my God.
Wow.
She brought all of us tiny trophies. Oh my God.
I'm not going to throw it in the pond after I apologize either. That's a problem.
Oh my God. Will you give a visual of what she's wearing, Lisa?
Oh, yeah, I would love to. So there's a, is it $100 or a dollar?
Yeah, it's what a champion wears.
It's a bodysuit, like it looks like a one piece bathing suit, money, money, money.
Yes, yeah.
And then a gold and black Adidas tracksuit.
Yep.
Mm. Lots of gold jewelry.
Lots
there
of
was
gold.
A Cartier, we noticed.
Yes.
A lot of gold and then cool Vans to top it off in a punk rock way.
And here's
and
what
you, pigtail braids.
Here's what you need to know. When I went to New York with Steph for Thanksgiving, she took me, side note, and this is the secret to being a champion because you also have to be fiscally responsible. We went right to Canal Street. None of this stuff is real, honey. Like, you know what I mean?
The gold is real.
The gold is real. The gold is real. The Cartier. The Cartier, she knows where to get the good stuff.
My champion trophy is gold.
Wait, where's my trophy?
You are it.
Oh my God. I got the big one.
Real one.
Oh my God. It's a congratulations on adulting. Oh my God. This is the nicest thing.
She's holding a little podcast.
Oh my God. She's holding a podcast microphone. Final thing. Oh my God.
By the way, that's terrible for audio if she's recording right then.
I have to say, it's true. It's above her head.
Just for audio. I'm Katie. You'll point that out.
Katie,
can't hear it at all. Can't hear it at all.
Anna has her trophy on her head. So wait, here's my final thing, and then we'll talk about more of this later. So when you saw me insulting myself, and because you could tell I felt bad and I was feeling intimidated, because there's some wonderful people, but some people bully at the why did you do the intervention?
Because I could see the potential in you.
Yeah.
I knew you were a champion. I knew you could hack it. And the second that foot, that gorgeous, gorgeous foot touches the court. It is time to change your attitude.
Yeah.
Because people are going to think you suck if you think you suck. There are a couple players, I won't name names. They're amazing, beautiful players. They have bad attitudes like, oh, I came on the court today.
Danny.
Yeah, yes. It was Danny.
Yeah.
And so, Danny. And then when they say that, do you start to think that they suck?
100%.
See, that's really good because you can have the inner monologue and you can say it to your friends like it privately, but don't do it at the event that you're at. You know what I mean? Like a stand-up. Don't tell all the stand-ups that you suck or you're about to suck.
Right. Yeah.
Like, no, you have to take compliments. Even if I don't believe it, I've trained myself to go, thank you.
Okay.
And not argue.
Just like your intro. All right.
Yeah, Anna, but I did it. Oh, no. Okay.
Anna, do you have any?
I can't believe you humiliated me like this on your podcast.
No, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? No, but you're working on it. Wait, Anna, I didn't mean to throw straight at you. Anna, any final thoughts on becoming a champion and the cult of Brent and Steph's influence on you?
I'm definitely becoming a champion. I played well at Telus last night. Yeah. I'm also incredibly drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun seeing you guys. Every time you guys yell at me before a class, I get happy. It makes me feel good. It gets me pumped up to play.
To be a champion. Will you show everybody the centaur art? There's like six or seven designs. They're so cute.
It's over there.
Okay.
Can I get it or no?
Yeah. Here comes. This is the centaur one. I was like, can you put a centaur in it? How good is it?
Isn't it amazing?
Yes. I love the gold leaf one.
The clay tar.
Oh, will you show the gold leaf one? We'll get you
the
one,
rare clay
Lisa.
Tar.
We'll get you one. You guys can pick out which one you want.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love that
Will you show the other ones? You can just show them and then we'll aren't they so good?
That's so cool.
Aren't they so
These
good?
These are great.
Yeah. It's so good. And then I love the one with the faded colors that it has champion down it.
Oh, right.
That's a great one. Yeah. Look at that one. Wait, look at that.
The champ is great.
Isn't that great?
I mean, to have a capsule collection is really fancy and
cool. Have a capsule collection of champion merchandise?
Things are happening.
Do you want? Which one do you want? The champ?
I like the champ a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I can see you wearing that.
Yeah, I'll wear that.
Like I'm like sure. a heather blue or a heather gray or like a sweatshirt, a hoodie.
Whatever color any of those are sound good to me.
Okay, great. We'll have
Heather whatever.
Heather, okay, great.
As long as Heather's cool with it.
Okay, here we are. So we're going to do, oh my God, this is
And
such,
action.
Okay, and now here we are. Okay, now we should also say that Steph has never seen The Bachelor. She watched Women Tell All and she watched Hometowns.
Very two interesting episodes to start.
Oh, what's your overall impression, Steph?
I'm still, jury's still out.
Okay.
However, well, come on, let's keep it real. I'm obsessed with it. I started making a list of champions.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
So
when we get to them, you can scream champion.
I have some champions on people as well as activities.
Oh.
As well as food objects like the shrimp situation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's an I'm a champion moment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, I'll just chill.
Okay, great. So here we are. I got to say my first thing of the champion art department was becoming a champion with that purple curtain and that crazy bejeweled shower. Did you notice? You noticed that.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't notice that.
I did. I've tried to replicate it in my house last night.
There was like a purple satin curtain behind where the women were seated. And it had like amethyst, like cheap plastic amethyst jewels. Did you notice that, Anna?
Yes.
As a designer, it bothered me and thrilled me at the same time.
I didn't really think it's all so silly. I like it, though. It is actually perfect. Aesthetic.
It felt like Aladdin. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was like, are you ready to go on like a journey out to like Bonnerville?
Yeah. Well, you guys sent a photo last night, so that's an
event. Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
It was fun. I look a little bit.
It's like a psychic's entryway.
Yeah, or like in a dorm.
Yes, it's like a psychic. Exactly, like a psychic's entry. So
I liked it.
I forgot all about Claire the spray tanner. What a fun reminder of the woman who, the first night, she was right. She foreshadowed the whole season of like, she was kind of like this sexy broad, you know, she was like, fuck this guy. So she hit the bar and he's like, he's too basic for me. Like, I hate him. I hate him.
Yeah.
Lisa, were you happy to be reminded of Claire?
Yeah, I loved her. And I just feel like all the women are such dorks being like, why'd you do that? And she goes, I was drunk and I hated him. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
And they like expect some sort of like such good behavior. I'm very team Claire.
Yeah. Was she a champion in your book?
She was literally number one on my list.
Wow.
I saw the word spray tanner and was like, I need to know her immediately. And then when I watched all the clips, I have to say that episode was so good for somebody who doesn't watch The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So I kind of know all the backstory and I was like, she's tight.
Yeah.
She's like, she just doesn't even care. This guy is not her jam.
How did you feel being reminded about Claire?
I forgot about Claire.
Yeah.
As you do every week with this show.
Yeah,
every week I'm like, what happened last week? And then they're like, here's what happened. And you're like, oh yeah, I really wanted to see this.
Yeah.
But yeah, quite prescient. She really was. She as well as I believe her last words were, you guys are going to freak out over shrimp.
Yes.
And that was very telling.
She knew exactly. You're going to freak out over shrimp.
Yeah.
And then somebody's going to become Meryl Streep.
Yep. She knew.
Katie, T Tana, were you happy to be reminded of Claire and the spray tanner?
Yeah, completely forgot she existed. But like looking back, she really did know. She just got a vibe from him and said, "This guy sucks."
Yeah.
I'm out.
And got drunk and said it.
She was also like, "Look, I'll be real. I was bored.
I was bored and I hit the bar.
I was bored." She's very honest and I like her.
I loved it. I love also being reminded at the beginning of the season that they played like bad boy music of like with like Jesse Palmer, and we met Clayton and his underbite. The Clayton, which I loved, was just how I say it, but it was in full effect last night. Did you all notice?
It was shocking.
Except for Teddy, who says Clayton, and I think it feels unnerving when I hear the T being said.
Well, they're compensating now. Some of them are showing off that they know the T.
Right.
Yeah, well, others like Clayton.
Clayton.
The crayon.
Did you notice the Clayton?
Oh, yeah, no, I wrote it down in my notes. Teddy pronounces the T and is in therapy. That's
yes.
what I wrote. I think she's advanced in her brain.
It felt almost like bragging to pronounce the T.
Yeah.
Showboating. Showboating.
She says important.
Yeah, that's too much.
Like, she really pronounces T.
Anna, how do you say important?
Important.
Yeah, that's the correct way to say it. How do you say C-L-A-Y-T-O-N, Steph?
Clayton.
Oh, you say the T.
It's just because I'm hypnotized by those tendrils. Did anyone notice? I mean, he had a little special hair gel. Did you notice?
Yeah, he definitely had something going on.
Those tendrils were champions.
Yeah. Somebody texted us the thing that was like, glad he decided to wear the pube. Somebody sent us a photo of him like with like pubes on his head.
That's like a new look for guys.
Curls.
It's like the curls on top with like the short. It's like a little poof
in the front.
I noticed that. Yeah.
Like a kitchen like a sponge right in the front. Yeah. Like
it's a
kitchen.
Look.
Yeah.
Like for buff dudes, they like it.
I'm doing it. I'm having it done.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you gonna get a perm?
Just a front perm. A firm. Yep. Right up front.
There's a gentleman that Steph and I played tennis with. He was like, "I'm going." We haven't literally not seen him since last time we saw him. He was about to do what, Steph?
He was on his way to go get a perm.
I don't think I could ever just be like, I'm off for my perm.
We've literally never seen him again.
I've never seen him again. But do even women get perms anymore?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Perms are fun. Why don't we all go like on a group team outing and all of us get perms?
Group perm?
A group perm.
Anything permanent's too much. I think we live in a time where you can be curls one day, straight one day.
Right.
Like, a wave, put your hair up. I don't think anyone wants to commit to curls full time.
I have so much hair. If I really wanted just to like fly my whole life into the side of a mountain, I should get a perm. Like, I would be unhirable, undateable. Like, it would be just over. If I got a perm, I would just be like, I'm good. I'm done.
I think post-Legally Blonde people stopped getting perms.
Yes.
Gave perm a bad name.
Thank you. Okay, so then we have Clayton. Claire said I would hate him. I would eat him and spit him out. Then we were reminded of Cassidy. Oh, also Claire said, I can't be with America's sweetheart. Love. Great line. Championship level line.
100%.
So then Cassidy, we see him kissing him by the pool. We forgot about Cassidy.
Oh, right.
She
yeah.
was the mother. She hatched the egg that became Shanae.
She walked so Shanae could run.
She walked. She dry humped so Shanae could get fingered by the pool.
That's right.
So Cassidy was like, smells like victory. And then we forgot that Cassidy had a friend with benefits situation.
I know, but I loved Cassidy here. And again, it was the same thing with the first girl where I was like, these girls are such dorks. And I loved when Cassidy goes, I'm allowed to have casual sex and
yes.
like not give it up and see what happens. Like, leave me alone.
They didn't have much to say back to that. Everyone was like, grumble.
She apologized because whatever. She admitted it. She was chill. She was happy with her decisions. And people, they kept harping on her.
And she was like, I would call him and be like, hey, I was on The Bachelor, I'm getting engaged at the end. But you're like, yeah, that is actually a really fair point to be like.
Okay, but remember when Kate was like, I'm not mad at you for having the guy on the side, I'm mad at you for turning Shanae into like a friend.
Yes.
Yeah, which is true.
And like, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry about that.
I know. She also was like, look, I am very forward, you know? And she was like, look, when they were like, but what about Game On, Bitches? And she said it was a generic Game On, Bitches.
But also I forgot who, but someone turned around and goes, and how's that working out for you? And it's like, you're both on the same show, bitch. Like,
yes.
Whether you're fucking right away or going on dates, you're both on television.
Yeah, they're like, they're like, the root of the problem was that you had an after plan, and then she had fake tears, and she was like, I'll come back for you after the show. And then she goes, look, fine, the dick was good. I'm not going to cut it off unless I was engaged. Sorry.
That guy was at home like, fucking great. Yeah. That was awesome. That was awesome to hear.
He was busy getting a perm in the front.
Yeah.
His hair was set in curlers.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah, I just want to have a threesome with those two blondes up top, honestly.
Oh,
yeah. I think they're the superstars and they need their own spinoff.
Oh, yeah. I would love for you to have a threesome with those two blondes up top. I would be down for that. Have you had any fun dates lately?
No.
No, me neither.
No, not at all.
Me neither. It's. I think LA, I think I'm like going to take a breather.
Okay.
In Los Angeles. Everybody secretly, no matter who they are, everybody secretly is like, but I want to be an actor. I want to be a stand-up. I took improv classes at UCB.
Which is so cool.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
It's so great.
Because it makes you look worse. It's like, oh, you want to do this thing that you didn't have the balls to do? Wow, so hot. You know?
Yeah. Also, like, I've been trying to do this since I was, like, 14 years old. Like, you're just now, you're an adult. Like, what? Have you ever done this before? It's like me being like, I want to be a rock star. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to play in a band.
Yeah. I'm going to be a senator.
Yeah.
That's where I'm headed.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, if I could be.
What state? What would your state be?
Probably Wisconsin, because they will elect anybody to a public office in Wisconsin.
I love that.
Yeah.
Honestly, you should do that.
Yeah, you should.
Listen.
You're from there. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think it would be really funny.
Well, it would be funny.
And you actually might, make some change. Yeah.
Yeah, well, once you get in, no, then you stop caring about everything you promised.
You just take all the money.
Yeah, then you take the money and you go, look, it's really hard. You guys don't get it. It's really hard in here.
You have to also know that Anna has had her trophy on her head the whole time and is able to look down at her phone.
Yeah, she's done something magical.
She's done something. She's
I want a behind the music on that.
She's a full champion. You might need a photo of Anna's head right now. This is a full champion situation happening. I think you officially are the number one champion. You might need to put this one on your head because you're so good at
Let's see how many we can put on your head.
Can you put another one?
We'll make you Jenga.
Could you have two?
Yeah, you can. You're a champion.
You're a champion. I believe in you. Let's get
like
another
horns,
one in there.
Much like a centaur.
Look at this.
Wow, yeah. She
look
really
at that.
Oh, so
wow,
chic.
Wow, so chic.
So chic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you need a third. I have like 45 in here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you bring one for Mittens?
I brought one for Mittens. I brought one for Meow.
Oh, my God.
Neighbor.
We should point out that the bag that the trophies are in are also gold.
It's also gold.
Liddell.
She's spectacular.
Wait, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
When are you doing The Bachelorette?
When it airs.
No, but you, as The Bachelorette.
Oh, my God, thank you.
When it airs is a great response. Once I see it.
I mean, if they want an adult divorcee tennis champion, I'm their lady. I'm here for it. I would be The Bachelorette in a heartbeat. I would date 25 to 60-year-old dudes.
Hot.
No, I wouldn't. 25 to 55. 30 to 55.
Wow. It's really shrinking.
36.
It's like your Tinder age range is slowly just creeping in.
What's your age range?
I'm not sure. I would say like 28 to like 48.
Great. What's your age range?
I think it's, like a 28 to maybe a 45. I think it's
hot. That's good. Something that works. I like that. I think I have uncertain, I think I have like 30 to 52.
I used to fuck old men in my early 20s.
How did that go?
I didn't love it.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah.
And they were so lucky to have you.
Yeah.
Can I just say?
I know.
You're fucking queen.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. So then we have Shrimpgate. We have Shanae. You guys here are all fake. And they're like, bitch, Shanae, they gave a lot of airtime.
Yeah.
It was like her show.
It was her show. And then she was like, you guys here are all fake. I like that she just doubled down. And like, even though she was filmed in her like IRL saying I'm lying, she doubled down that somehow she was the only one telling the truth. Talk to us, Lisa.
Well, she's a narcissist. Yeah. Sociopath, right? So she will never take accountability, and it doesn't matter how much proof is in front of her. She's living in her own reality.
Who's more, if you had to pick between she and Sarah as to more living in their own reality, Shanae or Sarah, who said he cried on the date?
Well, I think both, but Sarah's less sinister.
Right.
And less self-centered. I think
She's not as good at it.
I don't think she was calculated in that. I don't think she was calculating.
Okay.
But am I wrong?
Who do you think?
I think Shanae is worse. I think Shanae needs to be, like, needed to be shamed and needs to, and they need, and I think the Bachelor people need to be like, we can't do that again. Because you can't keep rewarding trash people on right. a level where it like behooves them to be trash. Like,
yeah,
she was confronted.
But she doesn't
with-
have another option. She can't not be trash.
No. But I'm just saying. You. I'm saying Thank enabling you. That trash just will create more. It's almost like getting gremlins wet.
Yes.
They're just going to start popping off more and more because then the next season you're just going to have more right. people who are just full of shit. And then it'll kind of be like our government where you'll be like, I don't even know what the fuck is going on anymore.
Katie, Tana. Well,
that's the whole show. I mean, like every season, though, they have.
But
some
this was
sort of...
bar raising, was it?
This
not?
Was bar raising.
Yeah, she was a different kind of villain.
I think it's
right.
too. Like being villainous is one thing.
Yeah.
But being on camera lying and being confronted with your lie and denying it and calling other people fake
when
is like
have...
on a level where it's like, yeah. even if it is kind of a heightened fake reality, that to me is like a bridge too far. I'm like,
no,
I can't.
She's
watch
delusional.
That.
Do
like,
you think?
Delusional.
Do you think she and Chad are the biggest villains they ever had?
Yeah, especially because like I think I said this last week. Like a lot of the villains, you can tell they're kind of on there just to get famous and get Instagram, become influencers. Like she just seems she was there to actually just be evil.
Because
right. I've looked at her Instagram and
weird.
She doesn't have a lot of followers. She doesn't post a ton. She doesn't really seem like the type that's trying to become an influencer. I think she was just there to stir shit up and to just like be kind of evil.
I didn't give a full intro. Can I just say the production team is obviously here. We have my doctor, my physician, Dr. Tana, Anna, Hannah Montana, Ariana, Dana, Montana, Hosnier.
Can I just say, Shanae's Instagram like caption is "Be you."
Okay. What? I mean, that's just too much.
Like, look,
that's not okay. Like, Instagram should step in. Hey, yeah. Look, we don't normally do this, but no.
And Katie Levine is here. Hello, I'm just doing my intro. So as a doctor, what do you think this? Like, what do you think, Shanae? Honestly, what is up with Shanae?
I think she's just like a, you know, an asshole who was like the hottest girl in her small town
in
and
Ohio.
Never had to, you know, answer for anything and is now, I think, maybe seeing that everyone hates her. Like, I don't know. It doesn't make
Would
any sense.
Would producers prompt her into this level or is it?
Okay. I want to say we got an email from a woman who was at Women Tell All. And so this was her take. Mm. I'll just say her first name. Her name is Andrea. She says, overall, everyone in the audience was a SAG actor. So a lot of the folks were not actually fans. Very few people in her section had ever actually seen the show. So she had to be the Bachelor elder for all of them.
Okay. Oh, wow.
The stage manager, he literally said the phrase, let's just do our job and then we can all go home. He also told them that he'd been divorced twice.
What is happening?
She said she really enjoyed them. She said they were there for 12 hours with a one-hour lunch. She said Jesse Palmer appeared to be very bored at several points and looked at his watch. The signs in the audience are obviously made by production.
I
were randomly
I told
given
you.
Out.
There was a comma and, in one. I was like, that's
yeah,
production.
No,
and then the girls, so this is her take on the actual show. We did not hear a peep from Sarah, Serene, or Teddy during the first few segments, and that was because they were so obviously prepared and promised hot seats. When we did hear from Sarah, she spoke for so long that people started turning to each other being like, when is Jesse going to stop this? She just went on and on and on, not making any sense, complete word salad. Teddy said Clayton in the same weird way that she also says gotten. Elizabeth made a joke comparing Shanae to Trump, and I was the only one who laughed at it. right after they brought Genevieve and Shanae up for the hot seat, which I don't think, did we see Genevieve up there?
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's my favorite.
We love her.
I like her, yeah.
They went to commercial, and the producers came out and started whispering in their ears. This happened with several women on the dais. It was so obvious they were feeding them info and hyping them up. Okay, I'll just say, do you want to hear the rest? There's a few.
Did it say how much they got paid for the 12 hours?
Oh, good.
Oh, great. I don't think she got paid because I think she actually,
she
that's
had
great.
To.
Oh, so she wasn't sad.
let's see. Let's see. So, oh, cut to the package where they showed Shanae saying awful things, specifically that the other women were cunts. We in the audience heard all of the profanity, which was quite shocking.
Man.
Wow. I didn't read this part of the email in advance.
I didn't know that she called them cunts. Did they bleep that?
No, they left in cunt.
No, I mean, like, but like, did I think it was a different word? That's what I mean.
Oh, man.
They only bleeped a bunch of swears only to be like, cunt. Wow. They're all cunts.
But have you guys never interacted with a human like this? Have you never become friends with a narcissist and then after a few years been like, whoa, I got to get out of here?
Yes.
Never dated someone?
But I don't think I've ever seen, I don't, like, not on the level where... I've never been in the position where someone has been confronted fully with things they've said, like, taped, and then they are still being like, that's never happened.
You don't watch The Housewives.
No, I don't.
That might help you a little.
No. Yeah.
Do you watch The Housewives?
Of course, I do.
Yeah, like Teresa Giudice, it's like such a hypocrite. Like, they're never wrong. They're always the victim, and that is life. And
yes.
Teresa, you can see in her eyes, she's trying to think, she's trying to come up. Was it Shanae? Was that her name?
Yeah.
Shanae is cool as a cucumber. She's like next level champion, like using champion powers for bad.
You're right. She is in
control. Was so, like, watching her being yelled at, being called out.
Yeah.
She was just sitting there. She didn't engage. Teresa's obviously flipping tables. Like, you can just see it in the eyes. Shanae is, like, it's nuts.
She's almost like Lisa from Salt Lake City.
Exactly.
Wow. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Bachelor Villain!
In it for the money!
In it for the gram followers! And we're back. I have to say, overall, again, I'm glad Shanae got cut, even though it would have been fun to see her win.
Yeah.
Do you wish she was still in, or are you done with her?
No, I enjoyed it. It's like doing a bunch of drugs. Like, it was like really fun, but now I'm like a couple days away. I'm like, I did way too much.
I did enjoy when Shanae went up to the hot seat and they kept the mics on and they had your girl, your favorite Genevieve, say, her ass looks terrible. What is that outfit? Are you wearing a diaper? And then they started saying she's going to fake cry, Meryl. That was fun.
It's a lot.
It is fun. I know I'm on all the girls' side, and I love when they were able to tell Clayton, like, you didn't trust all of us.
Yes.
For her.
Like, Sierra was on
she
fire.
Was like that. I would not date Sierra because I feel like you would never win any art. Like, she was so good.
She was also
like calming them all down. She had her hands up, like, I've got this.
Yes.
She was like the soothsayer.
She was so good.
Yes. Elizabeth said a good thing where she was like, if that's what you think intimacy is, I understand why you've been single for 5 years.
Yeah.
Then they start talking about Shrimpgate, which
Shrimp is a champion.
Shrimp, the food?
The food is a champion.
Okay, interesting.
Shrimp, the whole shrimp gate. Like, this whole...
So good.
The whole, like, I cooked shrimp, I brought it out to the hot tub. Like, you just were like, this is spectacular.
Oh, 100%. I would like to make some merch with shrimp on it.
Oh, yeah.
Shrimpians.
Yeah.
Shrimpians.
Yeah.
I'm a full shrimpian. So she goes... Shanae's been going on the apps for 5 years. Elizabeth and I were friends night and day. She was toxic day one. I've had no relationship in 5 years. It's like, and then I did enjoy Elizabeth saying, did I forget buying you a best friend's necklace? Like, I met you once. We were in The Bachelor. Like, maybe I wasn't your cup of tea. Like, whatever. I felt for Elizabeth. Elizabeth is trying to deal with a crazy person who somehow she got caught in the radar of.
Yes.
Susan, she said, you are a narcissistic gaslighting bitch. and then they're like, well, what about your apology? She's like, I apologize for Clayton. Like, but isn't that a lie? Well, I can apologize. They're like, well, it was fake. You were a liar. Like, why did you lie? It's like, you know what? 2-on-1, my strategy was to win. And then Meryl Streep was like, but you accused me of being an actress. And then you're saying you're Meryl Streep. She's like, I am being victimized here. It was so infuriating to see her still not take any accountability. Lisa, talk to me about your feelings about this.
Like I've said before, I've been in a thing with a person like this.
Yes.
And once you have experienced it once and you see it on The Housewives, you just, you call it out. Like, Trump is one of those people too, where it's like, they will never take ownership. They will never apologize. And eventually I was like, girls, why are you trying to talk to her like she's a normal person?
Right.
She will never. She is clinical. And this is it. She does not feel anything. For any of you.
I will say, being reminded of Cassidy, you could see, was actually jealous of Shanae's airtime and called it out. And like Cassidy then, I think, was sort of in some ways such a weasel that she was like throwing Shanae. There's hammering going on, just so you know. We are COVID safe. All the doors are open, and I guess somebody's hammering something.
Sounds like
fantasy suite. Yes, fantasy suite. You know, guys, what did he do that like is so shocking?
There's no way this will live up to the hype.
I thought it was just that he fucked all of them.
It has to be more,
but
though,
that's
right?
What the show
don't
is.
Don't they normally
that's,
fuck them all?
That's the point of fantasy suite. That's so my thought is that he like tells them all, I'm not going to have sex with anyone, or tells one of them, not having sex with anyone else. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, he's there to test drive the cars. Like, that's the point of fantasy suites.
Thank you. And that's the game you all signed up for.
That's the deal.
It is the deal.
You're all fucking.
Those are the rules of the game. There's a possibility that if the person agrees, you can fuck as many people. You get three
you
people that you can fuck.
You're a fucking Clinton. Period.
Done.
Yeah.
So basically, Shanae, Genevieve, so then Genevieve says, do you think anyone wants to watch that and marry you? I enjoyed Genevieve. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you were sobbing about the 2-on-1. She was like, yeah. And then, I had a really hard time. And then afterwards, Shanae was such a victim. She's like, I've been grieving. I've slept a lot. I lost weight. She's like, you got eliminated. And then you go home and you fuck Aaron from Katie's season. Mm. If you guys are, that was so classless of her to say.
Also, like,
who cares?
She can go fuck whoever she wants.
That's so classless.
Not legally.
Yeah. By the way, Aaron the mouth breather. Yeah. Aaron who carried the off into the sunset.
But also, like, she didn't like Clayton. Also, it's been months.
And he paid no attention to her.
Yeah, like, she can go. Like, they were like, oh, you were saying, first of all, she never said she was in love. And she can also go and do whatever she wants when she leaves the show.
And then she accused her. It's like, well, you slid into his DMs. He sent me a screenshot. She's like, show me the receipts. Show me the are hanging out with Bachelor Nation. She's like, I never fucked him. She's like, you never fucked him. And then it was just, and Cassidy was like, Shanae, you have to apologize. She doesn't care. And they're like, do you have any last thoughts? And she's like, no. And then Genevieve says, I'm glad America got to see all that you are. You are a bad seed. Great television. Lisa, have you been enjoying your season? Are you glad you accepted my rose of asking you to be the rookie?
Absolutely. And I know we all hate her, but I would love to see a spinoff. I want to see more of her.
You want more Shanae.
Yeah. And it just proves that men are liars and they say they want love and then they want her ass. You know what I mean?
She's pretty.
It was like a beautiful journey.
Do you want more Shanae or are you done?
I want more Shanae.
You do?
I do. I just was like fascinated by the psychology that is Shanae.
That is a good analogy, the Teresa Giudice. She's Teresa Giudice without an anger issue.
Yeah.
She doesn't flip the table.
Well, or I wish I saw the girls learn how to deal with her and just kind of laugh in her face or not take her seriously, because that would have driven her more crazy.
Right.
Or not paid attention to her because she wants that attention. I just wish the girls realized what they were dealing with and were more like unbothered by it.
Dr. Banana, Katie, final thoughts on Shanae?
I want to say the cruelest thing that was said to Shanae was Lindsay telling her to rot in Ohio.
Yeah.
I was like...
Oh,
yeah, devastating.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to tell me to rot in Ohio. How many people have told you to rot in Ohio, Dracula?
Too many.
Does that happen to you all the time?
And I have. All the time. And I'm not even from there.
No, but they're
very rude.
But you keep getting put in the shame hole to rot in Ohio.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing brings girls together like a common enemy, and that was nice to see, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It really was.
Speaking of, let's move on to the next enemy. Sarah... I love being reminded, and you must have enjoyed this clip, of seeing her fake crying and him saying to her, I feel like you were trying to fake cry. And then her response, I have no tears left.
Amazing.
I have no tears left. Did you enjoy that, Steph?
I did. And then I had my girlfriend. We had a competition to see who could cry first.
Who cried?
Wow. Obviously me. I can channel. I could probably cry right now.
Oh, are you good at, can you actually get a tear?
I can try.
Should we check back in?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a while.
Oh, my God. She's actually getting some tears. Oh, my God. Have you ever done it manipulatively in a relationship?
I mean, yeah. I grew up as a hustler.
Yes.
So
Can I say who your girlfriend is? Because I'm starstruck by her.
Yes, I love her.
Her girlfriend is Patty Schimmel, who is the drummer from Hole.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Who's the most fun, cool, hilarious person. So make me over. I'm all I want to be. I'll live inside it. And Divi, I would. Hey, I'm so glad I can make it. Oh.
Which, can I just say, when you sang that last?
Yeah.
In our house with Patty. For about 2 minutes.
And Patty, it was sort of a hard time in her life, and I kept singing it at her. And she clearly didn't want me to sing it at her. I sang the whole song at her.
It's a whole song, so you got to.
I sang the whole song. That's her girlfriend. She's so cool. Okay, here we go. So she's got the fake tears, and then she goes, it is... The audience is laughing at her. And then she had tears on stage that seemed fake. And then she wrote, it is sad. Where did it go wrong? And then Mara was like... basically, Mara, all of them were like, you said that he cried. And so we all were like, oh, it's game over.
We've all exaggerated a story. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I just don't think she's evil. I think she's
we all have exaggerated a story.
Yeah.
It's also a great line.
Oh, and then he yelled at me. No, he didn't.
Out of tears, though. That is an amazing line
for sure.
To just be like, I ran out of liquid.
I ran out. Not I think you're fake crying. And then she stops like a record scratch and then goes, I just don't have any more tears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when she goes, when they're like, well, was he crying? I did enjoy getting... on record, was he crying or was he not crying? And she's like, well, he wasn't crying. I was like, was he crying? He's like, yes, he was crying. So for the record, you're saying he was crying. I was like, yes, he was crying. And then I did enjoy him coming out. I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with crying. I did not cry. It was very satisfying. And
they did bookend it well.
But she still did not fully acknowledge it. And she still pulled a Shanae. And I did feel, because we've all kind of lied, I kind of felt for her, you have to just double down and be like, well... That's what happened. Lisa, did you feel for her?
I just felt for her because, you know, everyone warned him about Shanae. He didn't listen. And then everyone warned him about Sarah and she's gone.
Yes.
And is it because she wasn't giving up kisses that much? Or like, what? Why did he trust them on the opinion of Sarah but not Shanae?
Because I think at that point, he was so into like Rachel that it upset Rachel. I think once Rachel was like shattered, I think Rachel feels like she's been the winner. And I think once the girls he really wanted to maybe go to Fantasy Suite with got rattled, then it was time he had to go protect his little like harem. Mm. Would you agree with that, Katie?
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Like, Rachel went to him and was like, she's really manipulative. And he's like, she's gone.
She must die.
Yeah. We must kill her. Anna, you still have your trophy going large.
Yes, I do. I tried to put the rest of my hair, but they kept falling out.
Oh, that's all right. I appreciate the effort. I do think, you know, I do, just circling back, when they were pointing out, he's like, I didn't have any evidence for Shanae. And then they're like, we all told you. Like, yeah. Like, we told you.
He's amazing. He really is something special.
Now, here's my question. Watching him, because we've had a lot of kind of dud bachelors, why is he so hated? Because of Shanae, you think?
I think that's why they all kind of resent him and hate him. Yeah. I mean, I don't think he is like, I mean, they're all kind of empty vessel-y in a way, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of the angle. So I don't think there's anything particularly horrendous about him, but even like my mother keeps asking about him, like she lives in England and she really does detest him. Like there is something that I don't know.
Mom, what does she say?
Oh, he's just got that big bulbous head and like things like that. She just doesn't enjoy his presence. And I do get it. I mean, he is kind of like a nothing, but they always kind of are to some extent. Right.
Yeah, agree.
But I don't know. He just like, to me, I don't know. There's just not much there. And I do think the level of, you know, he really strung out the Shanae thing. And I think it obviously lost a lot of them. And I thought Sierra last night was making a lot of good points to that. Like that they, you know, they were kind of alerting him to it constantly. And he
it was like,
whether he didn't know or he chose to not know.
He was horny. Boner wins.
Yeah.
Boner fever wins.
He's half horse.
People
forget that he is a half horse, half man.
My God. When Jesse
He's an animal.
When Jesse Palmer said straight out of the horse's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
I was like, come on, someone.
Does Jesse Palmer listen to this podcast?
He knows that he's half horse. He knows he's a centaur.
Can I also just say, they showed a clip where Elizabeth, that they didn't show during the actual episode, where Elizabeth says, ask the other women to him about Shanae. And he was like, oh, I gotta get up and go over here. But like, they told them, remember, because we kept being like, why can't you just ask anyone about her? And Elizabeth told him, and he ignored
her. I feel for her, because she actually seemed like a reasonable adult. Like, maybe, I don't know if I need to go on a road trip with her, but she seems like a nice enough person who was like,
you do need to go on a road trip with her.
Do I? Where are we going to go?
I don't know. Where aren't you going to be? Yeah, Napa. You guys need to go to Napa.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go to Napa.
I feel like it's happening.
Oh, my God. I think that's happening. I'm going to go to Napa with Elizabeth. That's so me. I love going to Napa.
I'll be rotting in Ohio.
You're going to rot in Ohio. Maybe we'll take a loop out to Ohio.
Well, I might not be there.
That's so me. Also, I really enjoyed just the overall vibe of women auditioning to be on Paradise. And Kira, who we've never seen before, the physician and the choker. Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone think Kira looks like Octomom?
Oh, good.
I was like, that's so cool. She's on The Bachelor.
Kira, we've never seen her before. She's never said anything. She had a crazy 90s choker happening. There was a flat iron hair situation, like Tom Ford, like a Gwyneth Paltrow, early aughts, flat iron choker here for Kira. Don't know who she is. Full Octomom.
She showed up. She's a doctor, and she showed up in just lingerie. That was her. And like a doctor's coat. Yeah.
Did we really never see her? Or we
I
did?
Mean, she was barely on the show.
I think she got cut like first night or second.
Yeah. I can't find her.
All right, so then they bring up...
She's the one that was like, I'll fuck you now if you don't find love.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that was amazing, by the way. She was like, also, if you're still single, he was like, I'm in the midst of some stuff.
Oh,
right. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, right. Okay, That was an amazing moment.
So then we have... So then they go, did Clayton cry? Did you see tears? Yes. Next up, we have Teddy. Teddy, I feel like, was the originator of the sweater or shirt button down worn over just over the, like, we've moved on from the off the shoulder dress or like the shoulder cut out, the cold shoulder dress. And now we have the cold shoulder coat, sweater, button down. Everybody's like couldn't possibly put it on their whole body. But I feel like Teddy was the originator. Did you notice that? Have you ever worn a sweater like that, Lisa?
No, I didn't notice. I'm sorry to not be able
pay attention during Fantasy Suites, because I guarantee you somebody will do it.
Okay.
Somebody, I guess, will have something that's just always... Gabby did it last week in Hometowns.
But yeah, and it doesn't keep them warm. It's very, you know...
It's very like, oops, I just... oops, like, I just
it's
need to get
fucked.
It's like, yeah. I just woke up from bed. I just lying around all day. It's very like courtesan. It's like a courtesan vibe. So then Teddy, they bring Teddy up. And she was like, you know, so she started crying. She's a good crier. She's got the bachelorette tear down where you cry. And then you put your finger just in the corner. Caitlin was the originator
right.
of this. When you cry and then you press the inner tear duct to keep your makeup going, but like kind of, have you ever cried like that, Lisa?
No, Candace from Potomac. I don't know. Sorry to bring up Housewives.
No, I love
over
a housewife.
Over, but she like folds a napkin into a little point and puts the point in there. It's, I hate it. I really
Is
hate
it to stop crying or are you suggesting a fake cry?
I think it's crying, but also to like bring attention to the cry. Is a delicate, very
right.
feminine.
I like crying watching yourself cry. There's something really kind of meta about like being like, look at me. I just can't watch myself get crying.
Can I just say?
And then she was probably at home watching that reunion crying.
I had
just like a mirror in a mirror.
During the height of the pandemic, when I first did like Zoom therapy, and I remember watching myself cry, like before I knew to hide my screen, like it was like, I was like crying authentically. And then I was like, oh my God, that's how you cry. Like, because you have the Zoom screen up. And then it felt just like, oh, you little baby. Like, felt very performative. Mm. Like, so that's when I quit therapy.
Smart.
I decided
to
pay.
That's the lesson.
Because it was like the amount of money I spent on therapy, I moved it to tennis.
Smart.
That's smart.
So I don't cry at tennis. Okay. So I just don't ever cry anymore.
Okay. Good. Well, that's a good lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. Bottle it down. You push it down. I do cry. No, I do.
Take it out on your opponents.
I cried yesterday. Yeah. Okay. So then, I take it out on my opponents. I just cry and I'm like, I will win. I'm a champion.
No, she actually just says, annihilate them.
I do. I do scream annihilate them when I play. But I do cry in real life. I did cry yesterday. So Teddy goes, she was like, I hadn't seen that yet. And I'm thinking, well, when did you film this? That you hadn't seen your whole journey and your elimination. Mm. So she's like, it was just special to think he could be my first and my last.
That's a very crazy. It just is so weird to me. I don't know. I just feel like if I were the Bachelor, if I was a half horseman, I would not be into that idea. I would be like, I'm not. I mean, you just even a couple trips around the block would just be a little better than like a first and last. I don't know. There's something to me that's very like kind of culty offering about that that I'm not into.
Right. I like that.
Yeah. I don't think that's. I mean, it just. See, I mean, yeah, it would just be too weird.
It's like I've
like seen, to the fantasy suites to be like
on television,
it's like very like Shakespearean. Like, was that all right? Don't let the maid in. A murder took place.
Yeah, particularly like on television too, and everybody knows. Like, and then you hang the sheet out the window. She's a virgin. Yeah. She's a virgin.
Well, and when they showed what she told him in his reaction, I was like, wow, he really like had a normal face during that, because I would be like.
He kept later. Remember Katie? Yes. When he said, what did he say? He was into it.
Yeah, he was like, well, you know, we had a great conversation. She, you know, I could be her first love and first other things. He was so excited.
Other stuff? He was like so horny
for
her.
You can't have that man be the first. It just is, it's just
he's
like
too big.
Physically wrong.
He's too big. Yeah. He's huge.
Yeah.
When they showed the bloopers and they showed him.
So funny. Oh, what a run of funny. Oh, my. We waited all episode. Woo!
I love to laugh.
I love laughing.
I did love Gabby.
Yeah, she was good. But there were like five bloopers. He's like, holy fuck. What a.
It's always just bugs.
Wow.
I was shocked at how. It's always bugs. I was shocked at how small. When Rachel fell over in the field next to him, she literally looked. I didn't realize how small she was. She literally looked like Tim Conway's dwarf character. I'm like, is she like wearing pants but kneeling? I'm like, no. She's wearing like a culotte. She's literally that small. Like, and then he knocked her over, and like this horse in the field next to this.
It felt like she got blow darted. Like her fall was so paralyzed. Like, did you even try to like stand up during that? She was like, I'm dead.
She got blow darted.
There was no.
Look at that. Look at their size difference.
That is honestly like if I saw that, I'd call the cops.
Like she's standing in a hole.
I literally thought it was a contestant that I'd never seen before.
Look at that.
There has to be something going on there because she's not that short.
Well, explain it, Katie. What is happening?
I think she looked like she was in a hole.
You're very right with the dwarf call. Maybe she's just got her knees in her shoes.
It's the jeans.
The jeans are bad. It's the baggy mom jeans.
It's like a diaper.
Even then, it's. It's not okay.
Like, what is... How tall... Can you Google her height?
3'2".
Because she looks like... Is she in a hole? What is that?
It's not all right.
She must be in some sort of uneven ground to him because it doesn't make any sense.
Like, what she's in a sinkhole? Clayton, pull me out of the quicksand.
The size... She can't have sex with him.
It's just physically
wrong. She cannot have sex with him.
Natasha Leggero says that, like, morning DJs and, like, because she's so small, people call her a spinner.
Oh.
I guess girls that, yeah.
that's off mic, Morning Zoo.
She's like, I hate doing morning radio. They're always like, oh, look, a spinner's here.
I've been called a spinner, and I didn't know what it was. And I don't think, I have other friends that are more Natasha's size that I think get spinner all the time.
The internet says she's 5'5".
Cool. Well, the internet is full of bullshit.
No way. But she's in a heel.
But there's
she's
like
in
a perception thing going on with that photo.
No, you know?
I guess Clayton is 6'5", so maybe 10 Whoa. Inches.
She's not 5'5".
It looks like an art
she's
installation.
Five,
that's weird.
She's not 5'5". She looks like 4'11".
Honestly. If I saw that in the park and that kiss, I'd be like, that is not okay. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, I'd be like, that's fucking crazy. I thought that was his daughter.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about Teddy. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break.
Action.
And we're
I said
back.
Action, Katie.
And
we will
back.
Side talk after that. And action. Go ahead. Sorry.
And we're back. Action. Okay, so she was tearing up Teddy because it was her first time seeing it. It was hard to see, hard to hear. It takes her a while to trust men. Something in her childhood. Her dad wasn't around a lot. She always tried to be perfect. She played sports that her dad was interested in to make her feel worthy of love. But she kept being like, they're the best. My parents are the best. But yeah, but she's definitely been in therapy.
Yes.
She feels like she wasn't worthy of that love. She's dated toxic guys. She never felt enough. She tried to earn his attention. And being on this show, I mean, that's, if you have issues about that, which let's be real, we all do, being on the show is going to really push those buttons, because she felt like if you don't win, she came up short again. It reinforces
and makes it. As short as Rachel.
As short as she came up as short as Rachel again.
In that picture, yeah.
I mean, and then she said at the time she felt safety and trust, but she feels like society puts a lot of pressure on women. It's okay if someone wants to wait until marriage. It's okay if someone has sex every weekend. And then
not Teddy. During the week.
No, Monday through Friday.
Mondays for the bachelor.
And then there was the pressure of the first impression, Rose. And now her life has changed. She's open. She's ready for love. She knows she's going to be an amazing wife and mother. She's definitely auditioned. She's definitely getting the edit to be in the running to be the bachelorette. And I also think if Gabby doesn't win, it could be Gabby or Teddy. And then allegedly she's claiming that Clayton's brother slid into her DMs.
Wow.
Loved that. That's a dirtbag move if it's true. But Anna, you're saying, Clayton's saying that they're denying it and they want to see proof.
Clayton says his brothers are denying it, but he believes Teddy, so she should release the evidence.
His brother's also hotter than him.
Let's see.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his brother is hotter.
Yeah, it looks like they have different horse dads. He's way less horsey.
It's just like Prince Harry and Prince William have different horse dads.
I don't know what's going on there. I can't open that because I'm a British citizen, but there's something happening.
Well, if you look
that's not the same gene pool.
If you look at Diana's polo trainer that she was allegedly having an affair with at the time, he looks just like Prince Harry.
They're both really hot. Yeah.
Making this up.
Yeah. No, if you literally, just Google Prince Harry's real dad, and a man that looks just like Prince Harry pops up that she allegedly.
And if you're Harry, you take it because it's obviously working out.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Are you Google? What do you think?
Whereas William's like, hello, Harry. I've become 60.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I mean, I don't know.
But I feel like, look at him younger. Look at the guy when he was younger. Look at him when he was Harry's age.
Google Diana Polo teacher youth.
Yeah, look at him when he was.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello. He looks just like him.
Hello.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hello.
Look, as we, everybody
even
ages.
The red hair?
Yeah, he looks just like him. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. That is not. Because William, who was super hot, is turning more and more into Charles.
Oh, yes. God. He's like older than Charles now. Charles is like, how are you 4 years older, man?
He should have gotten plugs back in the day.
He missed the boat.
He missed it. Now he can't
he
get
should
plugs.
Now.
He should.
Hello. Hey, Harry. Just a couple of youthful brokes, eh?
I heard a rumor. I'm going to leave this in the podcast because I think this is fun. I heard a rumor. Think about it. I heard a rumor that Lorne Michaels, when guys are new, if he thinks they're going to go far, he gets them all plugs. Think about it. None of those
I heard
guys,
also veneers as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Jesus.
None of them go bald. Think about all the older guys.
They've never had a bald person.
And they never, even into their 40s, 50s, 60s, none of them are bald. They all have thick heads of hair. He does it immediately. Think of them all.
What a weird thing to pull up.
What would happen, though, if, like, you already have, like, a good head of hair and you get plugs? Like, is there...
I think it's, like, you're just like, extra.
Just
yeah.
Okay. Because they're all sort of younger. I think he pre-games... I mean, maybe Dennis Miller didn't get it. He seemed to have, like, a lion's mane to hair.
Well, look what happened, though.
What does his hair look like?
Are you asking me?
I mean, no,
I'm not ready to answer this question. I've not prepared.
But that's a fun fact of like, allegedly they all get plugs. Smart. You should get plugs. I would. Would you get plugs, Lisa?
No.
No,
I don't think so.
He still got pretty good hair.
Maybe.
Who?
Dennis Miller.
So maybe he got plugs. Hmm. Would you get plugs?
I know someone who just got like a hair type surgery. I think it was like 20 something grand and he's never been happier. But it's not plugs. It like regrows. I don't know. He's happy.
Do it. I think he should do it. I would.
Yeah, me too.
Time for William. So were we suggesting that William join SNL? Is that the...
He should.
I want laser hair removal.
He's very funny.
I want to remove all of my hair.
Yeah, no, me too. I can't.
I want to know... International Women's Day, what Lorne Michaels would do for women.
Thank you. What does he do for all the gals? Botox? What does he do? What does he get all the women? Laser hair removal?
Maybe veneers too.
Veneers.
That's just veneers. He might have like a veneer tie. It's like when you like it's like you would sleep crown.
Yeah. Oh my God. By the way, how do you love your sleep
crown? I have talked to my friend about making a show about me and sleep crown because I feel like it's a dream portal for me.
Tell me everything.
And I feel like a child who when he puts it on has the craziest dreams ever. I'll tell you about some.
It.
The dreams I have.
You love it.
Are on another level.
In a good way. Like they're not.
Yeah,
dreamers.
They're fucking crazy.
Well, I have to say, Julie from Sleep Crown was so. Again, we don't make any, we make $0 on this. She sent me the travel one this week. It smells so
I ordered
good.
A travel
oh,
one.
Oh, I want a travel
The travel
sleep
one
crown.
Is great.
So she
and
actually.
It's, and road sleeping is very can be very difficult. Like I.
She was really
I'm
worried about
okay.
you.
She was
worried about you. And she wanted, like she was, I told her that you were sleeping well. She was so glad that you're doing well.
I ordered more. I ordered the travel one. And in hotels, you know how it is. Or you're like, this bed isn't, like I sleep so well on the road.
Well, I got to tell you. So again, literally this is not a sponsor. This is just a woman who was worried about us. She emailed me and she was like, Arden, I'd like to keep giving one out a week. She wants to keep doing it because
well,
it was
I'm loaded.
To be,
I've ordered them.
She's going to keep giving them out for the tweet of the week, which is
they're
great.
Fantastic.
Are you enjoying your sleep crown?
I do. I told you it's really great in the morning. I have an older dog and she wakes me up like at 5:30 every morning to go to the bathroom. And then it's like, it's so easy to fall back asleep. When
yeah, that's what it is
you
for me.
One. You we'll get you the codes. You can get the discount.
Yeah. I wake
crown.
Up a lot in the night, and so it's just literally I'll find wherever my head has thrown it, and I'll just put it
it's
back
so
on.
It's so soft.
It's a very good product.
And the weird, it comes in its own little case, so you don't put a regular pillowcase on, and it's so.
Good Lord, you'd be a fool, too.
Because it's so soft.
But like, it gives you the nose gap.
Yes, she also... Yeah.
Key. Yeah, the patented nose gap technology.
The travel one that she sent me has like a really cute stripe cover and it like smells like lavender and it's so.
You're getting the hookup.
I can't wait to bring it
it's
to Massachusetts for when I'm. Because I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks filming. Don't rob my house. I have somebody staying here watching Mittens and Meow. So don't.
Nice
come
try,
on
assholes.
Me. You're not going to get my IKEA furniture. And I'm like, I can't wait to bring it. Because sometimes, like, when I'm in a hotel, I don't sleep well.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. Steph, have you heard about my sleep? You've traveled with me.
I have, yet to see you sleep ever traveling.
I have sleep issues. Yeah. I get, like, 17 minutes of sleep a night.
Yeah.
It's not, I sleep under a pile. It's a whole, but I don't need a pile anymore because of my sleep crown.
Right. I still sleep under the pile. That sounds comedically fun.
What is it?
Okay, tell us.
It's a dream portal. No, it is basically an eye mask and a weighted blanket and a pillow had an orgy and this birthed out of it.
And it's a female, it's all organic, it's a female-led company.
And it's like small and like she
it's
takes
soft.
Care.
It's just, like a pillow, it's like a, but like it's
but like
a like
you know you put an eye mask on, it can be a little constrictive. This is more you kind of like lay it on your
and
face
it has like
and
a,
it has the patented nose gap
it
technology.
Has a nose cap and it literally feels like it's like a slightly, it's like a, it's like it's like Linus's blankie meets like a slight weighted blanket meets an eye mask meets a dream portal.
Mm-hmm. It's my dream portal.
It makes me feel like I'm gonna be okay when my brain is like, what have you done?
Well, I wake up. I should shut up. I
say
can
it.
Talk
say
about
it.
Well, I always wake up like thinking like you know like I'm like I gotta do that and you're like just shut the fuck up. Think about it at 8 a.m. But my brain will be like, no, you should probably put some thought towards.
Yeah,
and this
sure.
will shut that down. It's very
the
crazy.
Dream portal. You need one.
It sounds like you're getting touched by an angel on your.
We're getting
eyeballs.
Touched by an angel. We're getting touched by an angel.
Yes.
We do tennis with a guy who. Was on an episode of Touched by an Angel. And he goes, did you see it? And we're like, and he goes, I was on Touched by an Angel. And that was incredible. So
did he mean to say it? Is that?
I think he's just fancy.
Wow, that is a little, that's very
he's
fancy.
Been touched by an angel. Stanley touched by an angel.
That's
no,
a better
that's
show.
That's like saying Tarjay or Skizzers. It's like, get real. Grow up.
Skizzers. Skizzers.
Yeah, people try to be, you know, clever and I hate it.
Okay. Okay, so then Skizzers.
I have a question to lead us back into Bachelor.
Yeah,
if that's
yeah.
okay. Has there been a virgin bachelorette before?
There's been a virgin bachelor. I don't know. Good
no,
Katie.
No, not that I remember.
Bad
there
idea.
A virgin. I think it's weird. I think it. I mean, I hate to say it, but it feels different with a woman, you know? It's
and the man. Fun. Cut this out, but the man ended up being gay.
No, we'd have to cut that out. He did end up being
so
gay.
Like
leave it in.
So like maybe he didn't want to fuck the
yeah,
women.
I mean, he wasn't like waiting for marriage. He just He kept saying he wasn't finding the right woman, is because he liked dudes. And now he's
engaged.
He's engaged. He got engaged to his daddy.
What?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. His first boy, Lori, who is a gay lady, she's like, oh my God, he's such a lesbian. That's such a lesbian move to like marry the first person you date.
Yeah.
They're like, Clayton, you should sleep around. Like, yeah, they were happy.
It could be open. You don't know. They could be, banging on vacation.
Yeah.
I saw them on vacation. They were all over each other.
You saw them at the White Lotus.
I saw them at the White Lotus Hotel.
Wait, did you stay there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You're so rich.
You know what? I'm so rich.
I thought that was going a different direction.
I actually
set that up for a twisteroo.
No, I actually won it in a contest. But I wanted to stand like a champion to see how it felt to be the, because it's so expensive that you have, the people that are there were so rich. It was rich in a way that it was like, I met a guy who like built the Grove. Do you know what I mean? Like they own the Americana, and everybody talk quietly. And they're like, you're like, wait, what? It's like all like a power moves. Everybody like doesn't
talk.
They
us poors talk.
Us poors talk.
What y'all whispering about? Money stuff?
So I won it. And but it was so exciting to see. Like, it was like, oh, it was like visiting. Here's what I want to say. It felt like a lot of the really rich people, no one's like laughing. Do you know what I mean? They all seem like they might be vaguely bored.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they all go on vacations like this all year. You've been treated. You've been around. You have people in your orbit that have treated you to things. Do people have fun on vacation and fancy places?
You know what? I think that's a really good point.
It's more fun to go with the poors, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You're going to get it. You're bringing your own stuff in because you're scared you can't afford to buy whatever.
Yeah,
there.
That's what we did at White Lotus. We would go to like the convenience store and stock up.
Shoplift.
Yeah, it's more fun to travel with the poors.
But then you get the 1 out of 100 that's like an eccentric billionaire that like only walks in LA or something and just wears like cargo shorts all the time.
Yeah, like on Below Deck, it feels like I'd say like 10% of the people enjoy their time and the rest are just kind of dicks. Yeah.
Looking for, like, I said no chicken.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Yes.
Looking to be dicks. The guy last night. Holy shit.
I haven't seen it yet.
Last night. They cliffhanged him. That's how fuck you were like, this guy.
Whoa.
What? And there might be two of them. Let's hear it.
He's the husband of a woman who was on The Bachelor.
Who?
Erica.
What?
She was years ago. Yeah, she was on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. She's also a
long
really,
time ago.
It's a detestable crew they've got on Below
Deck.
Oh, my
God.
Right
that's
now.
Fun. Do you know that I did Watch What Happens Live with Chef Adam?
Yeah, I think you told me that. And that is amazing.
Oh, so exciting. When he was with Jenna was in the audience.
Those are some real pieces of shit, aren't they?
Oh, my God. Can I just say, speaking of which, Lisa gave me the bracelet. She promised me that Rachel eat my cooter bracelet. I have an eat my cooter bracelet that was given to me today, which is what Chef Rachel said to
I'm
Captain
aware.
Lee.
Yes.
Are
things
you
are
so
happening.
Jealous
yes,
of my eat my
yes,
cooter?
Yes, look, you really have a good orbit going on.
But you have a trophy and
I know,
a sleep
but
crown.
I'm a champion. I just, I'm sorry.
Okay, great. That's exactly. What did you do to be a champion this week?
I showed up.
That's right.
I got nothing.
Great,
but I'm
okay,
a dream portal.
All right, here we go. Okay, so then we're back.
Honestly, I want to hear more about White Lotus forever.
Oh my God, I'll tell
so
you
hard.
Everything. It was like, I'll tell you. You know what? We'll talk about The Bachelor, then we'll come back and I'll tell you more about the White Lotus.
Cool.
Okay, so, but there was a lot of, it was like a father-son group that was like, and the father was married, but it was like a father-son duo that felt like they were both trying to fuck my friend and I. That was like so weird.
Oh, and my dad and I do that all the time. That's what dads and kids do.
It was fascinating. But mostly, I did see Clayton and his, Colton and his man friend. And his guy is super hot. He's like a hot zaddy, gray-haired zaddy. And like they were like, it was very exciting. And yeah, it was just like
you said. He was really nice too. He's like taking photos.
He seemed yeah. I was trying to wait till day two to make my move, but then I didn't know he was checking out that day. Like I missed it. I missed my window. It was beautiful. It was really expensive, and we would steal food. We would go to the buffet, steal food from the buffet to eat for lunch because we couldn't
shrimp.
The shrimp. The bill was so. It was just. It was. It's so expensive. Okay.
So yeah, I stayed at a fancy place for a friend's wedding in Miami, and the guac and chips at the pool was $28.
Yeah.
So I was like, God. I don't know if I can handle. I mean,
yeah.
That like physically hurt me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's too much. It's more fun to travel with the
poor. And people are standing to put sunblock on you, like squeeze the sunblock onto your hands. And
And you like express
weird.
Empathy to them, and they're like, this is a foreign moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am okay. Are you a shopper?
It's better to travel with the poor.
Am I
more
an undercover
fun.
Boss?
It's more fun to go. You're an undercover boss. It's more fun. It's more fun to travel with the poor. Okay, so so here we go. So then we have Clayton's brother sliding to the DMs. He's denying, but whatever. So then we have Serene. Now, do you think Serene's in the running to be the Bachelorette? They were talking about your cousin's passing, and she was saying she would never have gotten to have the experiences, so she's trying to live life to the fullest. Her brother Roland was adorable. She was like, I thought Clayton was the right person, and that was really it. It was a quick she didn't get much time. Katie, how did you feel? Do you feel like Serene's in the running?
Yeah, I mean, I really liked her, and I feel like she is a fan favorite, but yeah, she didn't seem to get the Bachelorette cut that Teddy got. I think it's between Teddy and Gabby, if Gabby doesn't win.
I hope it's Gabby.
Because Gabby, people online love
She's
Gabby.
Fun.
Yeah.
And she has like the challenging family background, which is fun.
My mom, I turned around on her. I didn't like her at first. I thought she was... I don't know. I didn't know what to think of her, really. And now I just see that she's like, once we met her family, I was like, oh, you're just like fun and silly.
Yeah.
And as my mom put it, she was like, she's very real. Like, she's just like a very real person, like feels like somebody we could all know. I like that.
Now, you were always Team Gabby. She was always your number one girl.
I liked Gabby from the get.
And
I like that her dad did a drive-by for hometowns. That's a great movie. Love Actually drove by.
Now, people were saying that they think that he did that because he couldn't get close to the sound guy to get mic'd, is what they were saying. But couldn't they have had a boom?
That's why I always get mic'd myself before any interaction.
Also, like, who was driving him? Because, like, he was in the car with somebody.
Maybe somebody he's been potting with?
Yeah, just pod.
Okay. So then
he really went, his top three are really like girl next doors.
Yes.
Yeah. All three of them.
Well,
are.
I think even when we were picking, we thought Rachel and Susie would go pretty far.
I picked Gabby. Here, Gabby was my number two.
I don't remember who I picked.
I think was Susie my number one.
I know I got
Gabby.
Shanae as my
number one. No, my number one eliminated herself before it even started. My number one wasn't supposed to be getting married.
But that was a good call. I think had that. In the in the quantum world, there's a version where she wins.
For
Gareth,
sure.
You had Rihanna as your number one, Gabby, and then Genevieve.
Who's Rihanna?
I don't remember.
No, I think it was just Rihanna the singer, wasn't it? I take big swings.
Okay, so then out comes the horse's mouth. And I felt like the women all hated the centaur. Like, could you feel the disdain?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The
yes.
women hated it. Steph, just watching for the first time, were you aware that the women all hated him?
They hated him.
Yeah. They hated him. They were like, you suck.
He sucks.
So then he was like, well, the hardest part was watching it back. I made a lot of mistakes. And Sierra was like, true question.
I like the way that she was like, I'm sorry, we're going to stop you
I'm
guys
sorry.
Moment
like,
over there. Second.
We told you Shanae was toxic and that she made all the women in the house, like, and she had a fake apology, but you chose to believe her. He's like, you know, it comes with time. I got to know, like, but then you believe people about Sarah. I was like, you know what, I just... You know, I made some mistakes. I made some errors. And then Sierra's like, well, I wish you would own it like a man. Loved it. Not a half horse. He's like, well, I was just basing it off the connection I felt. And then he was like, you know, when Shanae threw the trophy in the pond, she goes, you kept her. You kept her.
I'm not here to do timelines.
Yeah. She goes, you made a stupid ass decision. I tried to help you. Incredible.
She was crushing it.
She goes, you were confusing love and loss. You're not ready to be a married man. I couldn't disagree. I mean, I couldn't agree more. She was absolutely.
I would be like, in any relationship with her, I'd be like, I'm sorry. Just stop. Uncle, enough already.
I mean, what did you think? And then he called out Shanae for the fake tears. And she was like, well, sorry. What did you think of Clayton coming out? You'd never really interacted with him before. How did you feel about this watching this stuff?
Was this like the no regrets thing?
I can't remember.
Yeah, exactly. I find him very boring.
Yeah.
I started drifting and thinking about how come nobody's wearing necklaces.
Oh, that's interesting.
There was like an affinity diamond or whatever. What's that called when it's just like one diamond?
I bet it's for audio. Sorry.
Oh, good question. Probably for audio.
Like one girl had it. The rest just like glitter on the chest.
Probably audio.
So I started looking at that, and then I was looking at the chairs where I'm like, is it sticky for them to sit in those mini dresses on those linoleum chairs?
Great question.
And then what else was I thinking?
And Clayton, because his pants are basically his skin.
And right? He always has a wedgie.
Yeah, I think he has a tie-in.
Yeah, I kind of just zone out. I'm kind of like a dude. Like, I just listening to him talk, I'm just daydreaming.
That's accurate. It got a little boring. Look, Women Tell All, it's always the hardest episode of the season because you have to get through it. Nothing really happens. It's people fighting to get onto Paradise. Is this your first Women Tell All? Did you like it?
I do, but I love a reunion. Okay. I live for a reunion. I'm sad there weren't reunions for Top Model and Top Show. I will always watch a reunion. Sometimes I won't watch a Housewives franchise, but I'll go watch the reunions and see what's up. I love it.
Are you watching Top Chef Houston?
I'm going to, yeah.
Are you watching it?
I watch Top Chef every day. It soothes my soul, as you know.
Yep.
And I think I did the 18 seasons within the last month.
I just watched Houston just started. I've watched the first episode. It was great.
Well, because last time I was in Houston, I went to an amazing restaurant. It was one of the best meals of my life. So I'm really excited to see what they do in Houston.
What did you have?
I went to Nobie's and I went with someone doing well. So we ordered tons of stuff. And you know I'm paying. I go, I would never even offer.
He was the guy that lived at the Bachelor Hotel.
Yeah, he lived in the Bachelor Hotel.
Your White Lotus moment.
Your White Lotus. You were traveling with the poors.
I was not. And he has two motorcycles, a Mercedes that's right out front of the hotel. They all know him. And when we got Manhattan's, there was the toothpick had a pearl on the end of the toothpick. It was so fun.
Was anyone sunblocking you at the dinner?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Putting on sunblock. Ready to put. who is this person?
He's Mo Ammer. He's a comedian. He's an actor.
And he lives in Houston.
He's from there. And he was filming his upcoming Netflix show there. And
great.
So he was there, and his friend from high school owns her own freight company and does giant, like, propeller, huge oil drill freight stuff. Not only is she hot, best dressed woman I've ever seen, and I kept fucking with them. I'm like, so you guys are in love now? Are you rekindled? Like, I was, yes. You know, they were annoyed with me, but
you loved
the pie was good. But my thing is like classy food, casual setting is what I always
me
crave.
Too, yeah, I don't want a fancy setting. I get panicky and fancy.
Yeah, now. Like the servers were dressed normal, but it was like a great culinary experience.
Great, I love this.
Sorry for that tangent, but
I asked you.
I also like spread Mo's business with this girl from high school that he rekindled, but whatever.
I love this. This is great. So then they bring out, then he says, I did not cry. And then Sarah, even though we just watched her, she goes, I didn't say that you cried.
It's amazing. That's a great twist.
And then she said,
I didn't say the thing you're undercutting.
She said, I did say that you cried. I did not say you cried to me. And he says, I did not cry. It was very weird. So then Marlena says, I've dated Tuxedo.
Finally, Marlena came out.
I know.
Like, it was like quiet, and then boom.
Marlena is an
Olympics.
She's an Olympian.
I was like, where's she been this whole time? She just busts up.
She was one of my favorites.
I know. She was
great.
She goes, I've dated toxicity. Hats off to you. I never know if I'm dating toxic people. So I applaud you. I thought that was a good point. We've all dated trash.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So then Serene says, he says to Serene, I wish I would have opened up to you. Is that what he said? Somebody said that. I don't know. So then Kira, as a physician, she goes, I want to say you've been criticized and you've been really demeaned, but I'm actually watching. I found I'm more attracted to you. And I don't know if you are engaged, but if you're not, I'm available. She wants to be on Paradise so badly.
That was a great move, though.
But she's right. She was the one that was nude. Of course she said it up top.
Yeah.
She opened and closed with that.
Yeah. No, this is a great move, though.
And then they have the blooper with the champagne where he exploded.
Oh, I mean, sorry.
I did like Sierra or had the oil papers on.
Yeah.
And she goes, you know what the difference between me and paper? The same thing. Or what we have in common is that the difference between the paper and Clayton is that you are not all over me, which I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Rachel Short. And then I like the two failed football players. And then we had the Jesse tape.
But we also, Gabby walking on the rocks.
Oh my God.
So funny.
Gabby walking on the rocks. And then Jesse gave the wrong rose to the wrong woman.
Also, but his setup of like, wait a minute, we're going to my bloopers? Felt real fake. But then when he saw that, I was like, oh, maybe it wasn't set up.
It also, it's like, wow, camera technology has gone so far.
Honestly.
He didn't even look hot. I was like, who's this? Like,
from 1988.
Oh, what year was that?
Oh, man.
1942.
Wow. Imagine if they had The Bachelor then. It would be fascinating. And then, so then we see the women all say, we know what goes down. What did these women do to deserve it?
Yeah.
What is it? What
I think he kills one of them.
What did he do?
If it's not killing one of them, I'm going
to
be let down.
And somebody said to him, are you okay?
Teddy.
And then there was an armadillo that they could not identify.
I kept saying it was a possum. Yeah, Teddy goes, I just want to say, like, I know what happens and I hope that you're okay. Which is so cryptic. Because, like, Mike Fleiss keeps saying stuff like that. Like,
what happened?
I don't follow reality, Steve, but I did see one tweet where he said, like, something cryptic like that as well. And it's like, I don't know what the hell's going on.
They're really setting this up.
I know.
So what
this
are the
better
options?
Be good.
Like, what has not happened before that could happen? You're saying they usually all fuck all of them.
Not
so what
all,
is
I mean,
there?
Well, like,
they at least fuck two of them usually.
Or like they mess around. But also it's like not really a big deal.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's the point of fantasy suites. And I don't know. Like, unless he like comes out on tonight's episode and goes, I'm not having sex with any of you. And then he fucks them all. Like, but even then,
even
who cares?
Then, yeah.
Who was it that was here last time that it's like, basically, you're going to go have a fuck contest against your two best friends? Like,
wow.
like, and get ready, like, for the fucking Olympics. It was you. Was it you?
Was not me. I mean, I'll take credit for it. I said it.
I think
it was mine.
Carl.
It was mine.
Carl.
But it's he's absolutely right. Like, think about it. Now is the time where you have to go see who's better in bed, like you or your two best friends? Like you have, like that.
And then talk about it,
and
like
then
afterwards
talk about
for a
it.
While. Awkwardly.
That is so weird.
I kind of like it, and I'm like, which ones of my friends aren't married that we could do this contest?
Yeah,
just to do fantasy suites.
Yeah.
Hey, we're having a fantasy suites weekend.
Let's see who fucks the best out of our friend group. I want to know.
Oh my god,
I want to know.
Do you think you'd be in the running to win?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do.
That's so fun.
That's a champion attitude.
We'll see.
Yeah. That's a champion attitude. That's great. I mean, I feel like I would get intimidated. I feel like I would have, no, you know what? I'd have to full champion it. I would have to go in with a champion attitude and just go for it.
I mean,
just keep saying
if
it.
If I was single, like, I love a challenge. I'm like in.
Yeah.
You're not in my friend group, but you are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game on.
You would love to do this.
I think so. You know, I get a little fiery.
That's why you did the intervention on me, because you were more naturally. You weren't born. You had nice parents, you weren't told bad things about yourself growing up.
No.
That like your inner mom. You don't have the inner voice telling you bad things.
No.
So that's why a person with two good parents, you had to be like, no, this is how we think. We think a little more upbeat. Don't stop going against yourself.
Right.
So you would be up for the humping challenge.
Oh my God, I want to win.
Fantasy suites.
How about you, Gareth? How would you feel about going into the hump parade?
I mean, I guess it would depend. If I were the fucky, I'm in. but if I was fucking against my friends, it'd be a little awkward.
Yeah.
But I could be coerced. Under the right circumstances. If Sleep Crown was a sponsor, I'd probably do it.
Fucking against your friends.
Yeah.
Are we pitching this or what?
I feel like we're pitching sweeps. Yeah.
How are we doing this?
Yeah, we're going to fuck against your friends.
What if it turned into that? How did this happen? Well, it was a podcast. And have you seen The Bachelor?
But have you seen, do you want to sleep like a baby? Look at this beautiful Sleep Crown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, because that's what I've been through, because I was dating women for a few years. And then I was like, you know, I miss fucking dudes. Like, let's see if I still got it.
Right.
And it was, you know, it was nice to find out.
Which do you prefer? Or you don't care? You like both?
I like both. I like both. I think women are better at sex.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that. Good for, yeah, of course they are. Because I feel like, I feel like we've been also raised to be like, you better be fun and better. Like, you know what I mean? Like, raised to be like, and to also like read the room, read the partner.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, less self. I don't know. I don't know. Now I'm falling apart.
No. I believe. Would you go into a sex competition against your friends?
No.
No.
With a crown on your head.
I don't
head.
Have the energy or the time, okay?
But would you wear but would you wear a crown on your head if you did it?
Yes.
Would you wear your sleep crown when you did it? I'm dreaming of doing way better.
I would insist on wearing my sleep crown.
Your sleep crown and your champion.
While I'm laying down, I got to get that 10 minutes of rest in.
Yeah.
Well, we had so many amazing emails.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Everything fell off of Arden.
Are you getting too excited about this new sex competition show we've created?
Like, I feel like I would need some. I feel like I would need to sleep around. Like I would need
to prep. You gotta train.
I would need to do some
squats.
Kegels. Like scrimmages. I'd have to do some sex scrimmages, like the equivalent of like sex clinics before I entered the before I entered the regionals or the nationals. Like,
learn a new
absolutely.
Skill.
Yeah.
Because I've also like I definitely feel like because I've been with one person for so long, I need to do some scrimmages like of actual like
that
getting down.
Sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I think that I would probably need. I don't know, like a summer of like hot girl summer, mm-hmm. and then I could
like
enter
a training camp,
like a training camp.
Yeah, do and the tires. Some tackle dummies,
and then I could do it. And then I could do it like in the school year. I could start. I need some scrimmages. I need some like humping scrimmages.
Once class starts,
yeah,
I'll fuck.
Yeah.
I'll enter.
Yeah. I would say that.
You need a montage.
I need a montage.
You need a montage.
I need a montage.
Yeah, no
I need
problem.
A montage. I got it. Maybe when I'm in Massachusetts. Okay, here we are.
Yeah, but doing it on vacation or outside of your home is like a more
that.
Fun thing.
It's more fun. I like a sexpiration date.
Yeah.
I like, I'm leaving town. Like, I feel like you can be more uninhibited when there's a sexpiration date because you're leaving.
Yeah. Not just rotting in
the
Ohio.
White Lotus.
I was going to say, can you imagine turning everyone out at the White Lotus? Like, that excites me.
No, I want to say the White Lotus, aside from the father and son, it was like just really rich families. It was nobody single. It was just like really rich families that go to, they look, they're just stare at each other. There was no like, because the poors go some more to like the W. You know what I mean?
The W.
Or they go
that
to like,
me is
or like the
high
ace.
Class.
Or
shit.
They go to like the ace. But like I'm saying, if you're kind of rich, but you're like horny, you don't go. You go to slightly
super eights and like Motel Sixes.
Exactly.
Yeah. But what about the hot? I was a cast.
What about the hot cat?
I was going to say the people that work there.
They were not. I looked
around.
They
weren't as hot as they were on the show.
They weren't as hot as they were on the show.
What?
And they were really young. Okay, here we go.
I know a couple in Chicago, and they always take around Christmas one of the mothers to a big trip, and they accidentally went to a swingers resort with.
Oh,
the
that's
that,
fun.
Yeah. That needs to be.
Where was it?
Vince Vaughn
like
starring in it.
Did they have fun?
Yeah, they're like a fun couple. They always come to my shows in Chicago. They're like just cool people I met. And
they had
a good time. They're like friends with the mom, but they're like, oh, everyone, this is a swingers.
That's spectacular news. Well, we got some great emails. We could love when you email us at Rose Podcast. Steph, you're going to like these. Steph, all joking aside, you know, I have some emails, but it was actually a very meaningful thing for me to have been. I had one great parent, one person that was really tricky. And, just like I think a lot of people don't have the wiring of like saying nice things to themselves, and that actually like it's such a simple thing, but you're becoming a champion, you know, has actually taken off with our listeners. Here's one that I loved. I'll only say this person's first name. I thought you would enjoy. So you've had ripple effects. So from a person named Joey, and they sent us an email, and this subject is becoming a sober champion. Hi, Arden, Dr. Ariana, Tana, Dana, Anna, and Katie. My name's Joey, and I am 4 days sober, in no small part thanks to my favorite podcast. I'm becoming a champion has quickly become my mantra. I say to myself to feel stronger, and you bet it's going to be my go-to reply when anyone asks if I want a drink. No, thank you. I'm becoming a champion. If I can watch 2 hours of Clayton's mouth without needing a glass of mine, I'm pretty sure I could take glass of wine. I'm pretty sure I can make it the rest of my life. Thanks so much for sharing your joy. I can't wait for the next live show, Joy. How sweet is that?
Oh, I love that. It makes me want to cry.
Yeah, no, it's literally been, here's one from Liz. Never stop being the champion you are, Arden. I actually want to hear you talk more about your life, so I got your audiobook. I'm wondering if this is coming across as a little stalkery or something, but I just want you to know that if other people listening are like me, we want to know about your divorce, your tennis game, how we are all champions, et cetera, your positive attitude. But so bring it. You are the champion of podcasters.
And aside from Arden's podcast, you are one of the most positive champion people I know.
This is so sweet. Here's another one. This is from Tyla, becoming a champion of the internet. Thank you so much for the becoming a champion thing. I was super skeptical about it at first, but as you kept asking your guests about it, I started to think it might be worth a try. I've started making my whole family start each day by declaring what they are becoming a champion of each day. For example, my 11-year-old daughter decided to be the champion of wishing me a happy birthday. So they don't listen to the podcast, but they explain the origin story of becoming a champion. My daughter, my 14-year-old daughter struggles with mental health issues. And this silly way of positive self-talk was just the thing to get them to give it a try. How cool is that, Steph? Yes,
what's up?
So we have our merch, our becoming, so like, it really feels like it struck a nerve with people. And we really want you all to remember that you're champions. And Steph, for free, donated her time because you had an idea of doing this. And then you made all these designs. There's like six different designs. You can get mugs. You can get T-shirts, sweatshirts. You could get journals. Like Tee Public is great. So if you go through, you can click the different. Steph has chosen the ones that she thinks look cool with the designs. But you can go build what you think. Thank you so much for your time and for doing that.
You're welcome. I think right now is such a great time to try to find the light in our lives and wake up and make that choice to try to maybe even be there for others. And I feel like that's what a champion is.
Yes. Oh. Okay. That is exactly what's happening. And we also got some great reviews. Here's one. We just got 5 stars. Favorite podcast. I recently discovered this podcast and feel like a champion. The only reason I'm sad this Bachelor season will end is because I don't want this podcast to pause until the next season. Right?
Yeah.
Aww. Here we go. 105 stars from Champion Honey Badger. 100 stars out of 5 for this podcast. I've listened to Weeks of This Rose for a few years, and I felt like it was finally time to put down a well-deserved 5-star review. Like Whitney, the champion artist. You guys all loved Whitney. She will for sure be back. I, too, listen to this podcast on morning runs with good – and I feel like I'm hanging out with good friends every week. Love that Whitney is now a good running friend and have been one of my favorite guests of the pod. Please bring her back. This podcast has me in a constant cackle as I run through the streets of Seattle like a crazy woman. Has laughing too hard while running giving me the side ache? Yes. Have I had to stop mid-run to clutch my organs while trying to recover? Yes. Have I gotten some weird looks? Yes. Do I care? No. This podcast is just too good. Shout out to the production crew, of course, and Arden for her fearless leadership. I also want to thank Dracula, Rob, and Brian for always making me laugh just a little bit harder. I mean, there's so many great. It's just like there are so many people. Got Whitney got a 5-star. Whitney the drawer was a champion. It just keeps going on and on. So there we go. I just have to say that is what you've done. And thank you. So everybody get your merch, and we're going to do a giveaway, and I'll get more details about that. But I know we're going to do a giveaway, but like get the merch, send us pictures, tag us. Like this is really stuff that is, one of them has a centaur on it, obviously, but that is, we want you to be able to wear it. Just like, it's so cute. What, any final thoughts about what it was like to design this?
I mean, I want everyone to inspire others. I just want to see so many people in it.
Right?
It's such an I just love it. I love it.
I like the strength and the joy and the swagger of it. And just to let people be on notice that you're becoming a champion.
God. It's basically community service if you walk around in that t-shirt.
Which one is your favorite one? If you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one. I like the champion in cursive with the victory leaves. I don't even know what that's called.
Yeah, that's what the one about? That Lisa liked.
Yeah,
it was like
that one.
Like it was like the Olympic, the laurel, the leaf laurel.
Your class act. They even know that. And then I love the multicolored.
The champ.
I mean, it's a classic. Everyone's got to have one.
I love the centaur one.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm just getting introduced to the centaur, so it's taking me time. I don't really like change.
Yeah.
So it's taking me a second to, like, bring it into my life.
Which one are you going to get, Katie?
I kind of like the champ one too, but I like when it says, hey, becoming a champion.
I like becoming a champion too, with the pink one with the stars.
I thought that was really fun. Mm-hmm.
Which one are you going to get, Tana?
It's between the champ and then the centaur. I like those both.
Yeah. Hmm. I also love the one with the trophy and the star, and like that's also a great one. They're all great.
And I accept all trophies. If anyone's feeling inspired, feel free to send.
Yeah, she accepts all trophies.
I love a trophy.
Well, let's go back to Tweet of the Week. Here we are. Guys, are you ready to give out another sleep crown to the winner?
Yes.
This is from Carly at rosepetal_CC. Jesse, well, Sarah, that's straight from the horse's mouth. Me, so is Jesse on board with this whole centaur thing? this is from Julie at Jules Around DC. The fact that none of these women can identify an armadillo explains why Clayton's gotten away with being the first half-horse bachelor.
Wow, it's really centaur-centric.
It's very centaur-centric.
And armadillos are just so unique.
Oh, yeah. Where were they that there was an armadillo?
Yeah.
Maybe the Houston? Is that a Texas thing?
Oh, yes. Yes, Houston.
I was like, there's no armadillos in Croatia.
Iceland.
I got a possum raccoon or something, but this hard shell thing.
The hard shell.
Look at that bird. It's a weird bird.
This is Kelly at Kelly Klinger. I feel like a virgin having clear feelings for a guy in a turtleneck is just too predictable. then we have Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. Shanae wasn't wearing a diaper, it's laundry day, and she was smuggling some shrimps from catering.
Oh, yes. The shrimp.
Those are our contestants.
I love the armadillo one.
All right, our final two are these. Julie at Jules Around DC. The fact that none of these women can identify an armadillo explains why Clayton's gotten away with being the first half horse bachelor. Or we have Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. Shanae wasn't wearing a diaper. It's laundry day, and she was smuggling some shrimps from catering. Half horse bachelor or smuggling shrimps?
Well, you know I'm on board with the half horse, so I'm going to have to go half horse bachelor.
Okay, here we go. Lisa.
Sorry to not keep it interesting, but I'm also going with half horse, half man.
We can fix it in post.
We can fix it in post. Okay.
Add stakes in post.
Steph Player, what would you like to pick?
Shrimp.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Shrimp. All right, Dr. Banana.
I'm going to go half horse.
Katie?
Half horse.
Okay, great. So we have a winner chicken dinner. Send us your email, us your mailing address for your sleep crown. And it is, the winner is Julie at Jules Around DC. The fact that none of these women can identify an armadillo explains why Clayton's gotten away from being the first half horse bachelor. You just got yourself a dream portal.
Oh, you're going to have fun with your little dream portal.
If you want your own dream portal, go to sleepcrown.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, who do you think is going to win? Because you're not going to be able to join us during the finale. You're going to be on the road. Who do you think? What do you think the bad thing is, and how do you think this ends?
I'm going to stick to my choice that I did the first time I entered the fantasy garage and go with Susie.
Great.
Susie for me. And then what's the bad thing?
Like, what's the thing? Like, what did you do to all these women to make them deserve it?
Like, did he come on them when they didn't want it? Like, don't know.
Yeah, it has to get very crazy.
Okay, who do you?
Because the snippet was you don't say I love you and then cheat on someone for your fuck someone else.
Okay.
When you're supposed to be engaged.
So it's a person who can't deal. It's a person who can't deal.
That's just the tease they gave. I don't know.
Okay, who do you think wins, Gareth? And what do you think the scandal is?
I as much as I have been in Camp Gabby. Since I was a youth, I will have to say Rachel. I think Rachel wins, but it feels very predictable, but I'll say Rachel. And I think the thing he tries to do is Jim Jones them.
Yeah.
And they figure it out.
All right, Steph, you haven't seen, you saw Hometowns. Who do you think wins from Hometown?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, not Gabby. Not Susie.
Rachel. None of them.
Rachel.
Oh yeah, Rachel.
Why do you say that?
She just is basic. He wants a basic girl.
She's 5'1".
Like, yeah. He. It's. I mean, I'd throw money down. Does anyone want to throw down some money right now?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to
really?
Be Rachel.
With the gold satchel.
Yeah, yes. 100%.
Wow. What do you think? Here we go.
I think, oh, man. I'm going to go Susie.
You think Susie wins?
Good.
I think.
And then what do you think the scandal is?
I think they all dump him.
Wow. Mm. All of that.
You know what? I think it's Susie too.
He's got single guy energy.
Yeah, I think he's not.
He's growing too much hair up front.
At that woman, I agree with you. There was no glow there.
I agree with you.
But why would you're
a scholar? No wonder.
Unless he, whoever he picks is the one that says no. Like maybe he eliminates them, and whoever he picks is like, you fuck my friends.
Yeah. Okay. We're getting somewhere.
That's a good one.
And then he puts poison in the drink.
Oh my god! If they all say no,
I agree. I think he's definitely single.
Right. So who do you think he picked who rejected him?
I think Rachel rejected him because Rachel was the most upset. So I think she cared the most.
Okay.
And I don't really understand what the scandal is though, because like if it is that he just had sex with two of them or three of them, that's not a scandal in my opinion. That's mm-hmm. what this show is. That's what the
and
things
that's an episode.
Are.
And the game got changed a few years ago by Sweet Ben Higgins. But people throw around the L word too freely now, which it was never allowed, but now they do it.
They have to do it.
But it will also, as The Bachelor, it'll bite you back because you're going to be watching it with your fiance.
Yeah.
So it's like if you, I think it's smart to not, unless you really think they're the one, to not say it.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, what would you like to promote, Lisa?
That's Messed Up, an SVU podcast. We're going on a little baby tour.
Ooh,
West Coast,
fun.
So we're excited about that. And then I have a podcast called Enemies.
How's that going?
It's fun.
Have they been more forthcoming about their enemies?
I had some frenemies on last week, Steph Tolove and Robbie Hoffman, and they lived together, and Steph tried to end the friendship, and Robbie wouldn't let her.
Yes!
And so they talked about all of their, conflicts, and they were really open, honest, vulnerable, and silly, and you can't ask for more, so that was, a really fun episode for
That's
me.
So fun!
Yeah.
Steph, are you available for graphic design hire? Because your merch shop is so gorgeous. Everybody should go order the merch right now. It's on TeePublic. How can we put it on our Facebook page? Do you have to put in...
Go to rosepodcast.vodka and click merch.
Great. Okay, there you go. That's how you do it.
That's how you do a plug.
Okay, go to rosepodcast.vodka. You guys, there's so many great... items from the collection. And are you what would you like to promote, Steph Player?
I would love to see everyone in the t-shirts.
Yes, and send us your photos.
Yeah, feel free to tag me Stephanie.player on Instagram. And if you guys are feeling like champions and want to do a little rebranding, some logos, some cartoons, I love photoshopping mittens.
Yeah. She's an amazing graphic designer. So if you guys need to hire somebody, you couldn't get anybody cooler.
Love it. Thank you.
Gareth.
I'll be at the Syracuse, which is in New York.
Okay.
I've discovered Funny Bone this weekend, and then I'll be at the Albany Funny Bone next weekend.
So you won't be in the Berkshires.
And then on Sunday, I'll be in the Berkshires.
So will I.
Getting
what
a
are
tattoo.
You doing between Syracuse and Albany?
Coming home to play with my cat.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite a life I've carved out for myself. And go to GarethReynolds.com for more tour information. Go to DolopPodcast.com. We'll be in Australia, and then we'll be going across the country this summer.
We're
going to
miss you.
Well, listen, I'll be around.
Anna and I are almost done with Summer House. It's so fun. You should listen. And then we're torn. Email us. We're definitely either going to do... We do want to throw in a Love is Blind Part 2 because it's a nice and easy thing. You won't infect your computer before we do Australia Bachelorette. But then we're also interested in maybe doing the NBC show called...
The Courtship.
Yeah. Which is basically like Bridgerton Bachelor, where a lady lives in a castle and they all dress like Bridgerton. And it's like a dating show. And that looks fun. Which would you guys rather have us do next? Love is Blind or The Courtship? And that way it won't infect your computer. All right. My name is Arda Marine. Until next time, goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.